Thank you for calling the WellMed Provider Call Center. This center is dedicated to assisting providers with claims and authorizations. Let's get your call to the right place.
Beginning November 11, 2024, providers can now send a healthcare claim status request, which is a 276 transaction, electronically and receive a healthcare claim status response, which is a 277 transaction, back. Providers, please note the correct web address for the PCH portal is americas.pch.global/pchglobal. That's americas.pch.global/pchglobal.
Para español, oprima el número 3.
For prior authorizations, concurrent, hospital intake, or peer-to-peer reviews, press 1. Or for claim status inquiries or disputes, press 2.
Providers, please note, due to our continuing efforts to assure data security, our customer service staff is unable to provide financial information over the phone. To obtain information on claims payments and more, please go to providerpayments.com.
For faster service, did you know participating providers can access claims and check statuses online at eprg.wellmed.net? And for updates or changes to existing claims, all providers can visit our PCH provider portal at americas.pch.global. You've reached Claims Customer Service. For UnitedHealthcare claims, press 1. For Humana claims, press 2. Or for all other claims, press 3. Please say or enter your tax ID number. I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Please say or enter your tax identification number. Now, please say or enter the member ID you're calling about. Say the member's date of birth like this: January 12th, 1967. Got it. Thanks. Now say either search by date of service or recent claims. I didn't hear that. To search for claims using a... Okay. Say the date like this: March 1st, 2018. I didn't hear that. Please say the claim's date of service like this: March 1st, 2018. Or using your keypad, you can enter 2 digits for the month, 2 digits for the day, and 4 digits for the year. Sorry, I'm having an issue. Let's move on. Would you like to hear the most recent claims for this member? Would you like to hear the most recent claims for this member? Please hold while I connect you with someone who can help. Your experience is important to us. You've been chosen to take a survey at the end of this call to better identify your needs. Just a moment while I connect you.
Thank you for calling WellMed Claims Customer Service Department. My name is Christine. Are you calling in regards to claim status or dispute?
First of all, hi Christine. This is David calling from Provider's Office. Good morning. How are you doing today?
Hi David. I'm doing good, sir. How are you? And what is the initial to your last name, sir?
So I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. And the initial to my last name is T.S. Entango. And I'm calling in regard to claim status information, in particularly denial rejection.
Yes, sir. Call back phone number, please.
Sure. That's 915-671-3807.
Okay. And David T. Date of service, the member's name and date of birth, sir? Oh, I'm sorry. The tax ID number that you're calling on?
862-073-609.
Thank you. And the name of the facility, please?
Texas Pain Intervention Clinic.
All providers have access to the EPRG portal. Thank you for that. The member ID, name, and date of birth.
I'm sorry?
All providers have access to the EPRG portal. The member ID, name, and date of birth.
Okay, so the member ID is 127-481-501. And the member's name is Carolyn Miller with the date of birth of January 5th, 1952.
Date of service and bill amount.
Date of service is August 11, 2025 with the billed amount of $345 even.
Claim was received 8/19/25 and it denied. The reason for the denial, is that why you're calling, sir?
Yes.
All righty. Let me get there, Jack. Or, I'm sorry, David. I just said Jack before you. let me see. So, yes, sir, I do see the claim. The claim was received on 8/19. The claim has denied. I have your claim number if you need it.
Okay, go ahead.
It's 2508-194-98288. And the denial date of this claim is showing 8/25/25. And then the reason for the denial, let me get that for you. Give me a minute.
Okay.
Just entering all the information to this ticket so we can finish up the claim. Hold on. Yes, sir. So the reason for the denial of this claim... It says the decision was based on the coverage determination. So based on the coverage determination, it has denied. So what I would do is send medical records for this or get with the health plan and ask them, hey, this thing denied, and it's denying for the decision that it was based on the coverage determination.
Okay, and I just want to clarify one thing. The CPT code that was billed isn't covered by the insurance or the patient's Medicare plan?
That I don't know. That's why I'm saying it's denied. I would say Medicare. The decision was based on a coverage determination. So you need to get with your biller coders. They need to dig more into that and asking the health plan what direction do they need to take this.
Okay. And... can you also guide me through if you want to do an appeal on this one?
What is that?
If you want to do an appeal on this claim, how can we do that? Can we do it by fax?
Oh, yeah, you could do it not by fax. You would send it through the portal or you would mail it in, sir.
Okay. And the portal would be the PCH Global or the EPRG Global?
No, sir. Yes, PCH Portal. That is correct.
Okay.
Is there anything else, David, that's needed on this claim or any others?
No, that would be all. Thank you so much for that question. And
you're welcome,
yeah,
David.
Yeah, I just need the reference for this call. We can
sure. It's 170957.
Okay. Thank you so much, Christian. And one more thing. Can I also have the last name initial of your name?
It's M for Mary.
Okay. And, yeah, that will be all for today, Christian. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Alrighty, you do the same, sir. Thank you for calling WellMed, okay? And you take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.